Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's speculation that Antonio Brown wants to come down there and play with you. Now, you know him a little bit, obviously, from the Pittsburgh Steeler days. What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room. You know, and probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
There is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know. If he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach, I just want to play with Tom, you still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Really a serendipitous situation. Yesterday we came on the air, if you're a listener on 93.7thefan.com, the radio.com app, Tiki and Tierney were on from, I think, 2 to about 3:30. And we didn't rip Tiki and Tierney, but we kind of poked fun at them a little bit. And that was yesterday. 24 hours later, we're starting the show with Tiki and Tierney because of what they did with Bruce Arians, Chris. And guess what? I have to give Tierney credit. A couple of great follow-up questions there on AB. That was good hosting work.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a big A-plus on that one because you know Arians wants to be the guy who's everybody's buddy in these interviews.
Wait, stop.
Like he...
Stop. Lennox is napping, isn't he?
Yeah. How can you tell?
We can already tell. Why can't you use the normal Mueller voice? If he wakes up, he wakes up.
You're not the one watching him if he wakes up. My wife is.
Well, doesn't she love your kid? I mean, what? More quality
Pony,
time, more QT.
Pony, we thought he ate a hair tie this morning. So it's been a morning. I'm trying to give her a little
bit
of time.
He ate a hair tie?
Yeah, I came down after doing a little bit of show prep. Yes, I was prepping for the show. I came downstairs to find my wife in a semi-panic, thinking that he had eaten the hair tie that was previously on his head. So that's what I actually walked into this morning.
Did you find it?
Yeah, it was like under the couch. He looked like he was going to put it in his mouth, and then I guess he threw it behind and under the couch somehow. He's a complete insane person. Mm. He's 16 months old and completely nuts.
Anyways, you were saying that you were going to give Tierney props.
No, I'll give him props because I think when you have a guy like Arians on, to some degree, he wants to be like Mr. Fun Guy because that's his reputation, laid back, I'm BA, everybody likes me. And you could tell he was pretty prickly about Antonio Brown right off the jump. And I thought what Tierney did that was the best was that when Arians said there's no room for him, he was like, yeah, there is, dude.
I know, that was a great line.
You got to
replace
man.
Perriman. That was good. That was really good, actually.
I thought it was perfect, man. I thought he was ready for it, and I think he deserves high marks because...
And even the way he phrased that question, yes, you could use another receiver. You had three good ones last year, and you're telling me that even at the veteran minimum, you wouldn't want the guy. That was a well-done question.
I usually don't love leading questions either, but the big money quote there, too, is basically Arians admitting that he thinks AB is like a bad guy and very questionable. As far as those things go, which only probably comes as a result of being led towards that. Like, they didn't give him a chance to just basically punt on the whole thing. They made him actually acknowledge why you wouldn't want, hypothetically, one of the handful of best receivers of all time on the veteran minimum.
Well,
I loved it. I thought it was good work.
Yeah, me too. I have a theory now on Arian's answer, and I think it actually tells us a lot about, you know, Antonio Brown's situation. I think it really speaks to the idea that the Tom Brady AB relationship is overblown. I think it's mostly superficial. I think it's artificial. I think Tom Brady actually has, you know, surprisingly, I think he's turned into more of a social media personality than I thought he ever would. And he plays the social media game more, even though he's in his 40s. I think he kind of acts like he's in his 20s on social media, very active on Instagram, will tweet at people. And I think he did a lot of that with Antonio Brown, where it raised both of their profiles on social media to be connected with each other. But I think this is a clear sign or signal to me that there really is not a deep relationship there. It doesn't sound like Tom Brady, you know, made the package deal request that allegedly had been reported. That already the coach is like, nope, that's a non-starter for me. There's no way Antonio Brown fits the roster. Which tells me that not even that deep down, that Tom Brady really didn't feel like it was necessary to help resuscitate Antonio Brown's career.
Pony, have you ever asked your parents or your boss even for something that you knew was probably going to get shot down, but if it didn't, you were going to be happy that they let you do it? Like one of those things where it wasn't a deal breaker for you, but you figured you would ask anyway. That's how I've looked at the Antonio Brown flirtation with Tom Brady. I don't think it was ever a deal breaker. I think he wanted to be somewhere other than New England. And I think the idea was, yeah, I love the way this guy works at football. I know I could be even better with him. But in the particular case of a team that's two top receivers had almost 2,500 yards combined last year, I think he understands that he doesn't have to have Antonio Brown. If Bruce Arians had said, you know what, Tom, go for it, buddy, then I think he would have been all about it. But I don't think it was something that was ever like high on Brady's list. And you say superficial. Aren't a lot of football relationships that way? Like Ben and AB got along on the field because they made each other way better, but they weren't exchanging Christmas cards off the field. And if they were, they were very passive aggressive cards.
We know how Antonio Brown usually conducts himself and acts when he feels like he's either been betrayed or somebody like takes a public shot at him. And so I am absolutely shocked that this clip, this interview occurred now about 19, 20 hours ago, and I'm blocked by AB on Twitter, but it would have made the rounds. You know, he has reacted negatively to things Arians has said about him before. I'm seeing none of that. I'm seeing none of him even like, you know, I bet AB feels like Brady would have had the leverage to go to the mat for him, and he hasn't, clearly. And I would think, knowing Antonio Brown, the very emotional person that he is, I'm frankly surprised that he hasn't ripped into Tom Brady since these Arians quotes came out. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's really taken the quarantine thing to a whole new level.
What if he's trying? What if he knows that his best chance to get back in the NFL, and I mean this seriously, is to just shut his mouth? Like, to me, the fact that he hasn't popped off about this yet maybe underscores the seriousness with which he knows he has to approach being on his best behavior. Like, you know how people have been waiting for there to be a breakthrough, like somebody in his inner circle gets through to him, or he just has his own epiphany? I'm not saying it's definitely happened, but the fact that this has been in the ecosystem here, in the wind for how many hours now, and out there for him to respond to, and the fact that we've gotten nothing suggests to me that he sort of understands more now than ever, for whatever reason, the gravity of his situation.
Well, he did spend a night in jail. I mean, that could have been his rude awakening, like his come-to-Jesus moment.
I was going to say, I think it's funny, not fun, but it's like convenient if you treat the Antonio Brown soap opera like this incredible piece of reality TV and sort of divorce yourself from the fact that a human being is involved. It's fun to imagine there being no depths to how low he'll go, but I do think every human being tends to have a rock bottom, and he might have gotten to it without anybody knowing it, and he didn't make a big show about it in some heartfelt post, and he just basically shut his mouth and stopped kind of doing things that were sabotaging him.
And I don't think that like teams have total urgency right now, because who knows what happens with this NFL season. So I don't think anybody like in the next few days is going to like offer Antonio Brown a contract and then let the NFL suspend him or do what they want with him from a disciplinary standpoint. But, you know, the longer Antonio Brown keeps his mouth shut, I think the better the chances are of him getting an opportunity. It won't be in Tampa Bay, but there are, you know, I try to play that game before coming on the air, who would be the type of team to bring him in that would roll the dice on him? I think Cincinnati is always a team that would do that because they've got a cheapskate GM who's always looking for talented players for less. And a lot of times that means guys with baggage, whether it's Pac-Man Jones or whether it's Terrell Owens. And so I think that's on the table. I think Jerry Jones is always somebody who loves the big name and the big splash and the long and likes to challenge the NFL on things too, and likes to and might call Roger Goodell's bluff and say, "Look, you were kind of singing a sympathetic tune towards Antonio Brown at the Super Bowl. Did you really mean those words? Because I just signed him to a 1-year deal."
I think Jerry Jones is, both of those are very interesting and probably the most likely possible outcomes if and when somebody does offer him a deal, because he's too talented not to. If he just keeps his mouth shut and he keeps just keeping a low profile, somebody in terms of a bargain standpoint is going to want to take a shot with him, even if the NFL is going to come down with some sort of Damocles here of discipline on him.
The Damocles reference. Good job. See, you can't what you can't do is you can't go up and down volume-wise. You can't go up volume-wise. So the vocabulary has to really be on full display right now, and I think it is.
What's really sad is that the minute I said that, I knew, because I've worked with you long enough, that that would be your response, that you would say that I'm using vocabulary to try to compensate for not yet being able to go full voice here. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Cincy's probably the one that strikes me as the more likely of the two, and probably because, as you said, the GM, who happens to be the owner, is a cheapskate. And has taken, and I think being a cheapskate in Mike Brown's case involves having literally no worry or compunction about negative public opinion about anything that you do. Like, that's the clearest distillation of how he operates. It doesn't matter what a guy has done. It doesn't matter how reviled a player is. He says, oh, he's talented and he'll play for cheap because he has to. Bring him on in.
Do you think that Arians is so loyal to Ben Roethlisberger that a lot of what he is doing with Antonio Brown here is related and tied back to that relationship with Big Ben? Because I do. I think that and there's in part, you know, people will say the football side of things, Arians, you know, gave Ben pretty much a license to do what he wanted offensively. They both wanted to just sling it around. It could have endangered Ben and hurt his career and affected his longevity. But I also think there was a buddy-buddiness to that relationship. And I think both of those guys have been kind of thick as thieves together for a long time. And that's in part, that's another reason why I think Arians is like, no, I'm not interested. I think it's the Ben influence.
What's the percentage chance that Ben called him and said, hey, if you go on and do any media and you are asked about Antonio Brown, would you mind more or less trashing him for me?
I think it goes without being said.
Canny enough, but I also think Ben is petty enough to do that. He knows he can't say it himself. He knows AB has trashed him before and gone all over the spectrum on him. And he knows that if Bruce Arians does his dirty work, so to speak, and says maybe his own actual personal thoughts on his former receiver, that it can't directly be tied back to him. Like, the most anyone can do is what I'm doing right now, which is speculate that a very prideful and a very sensitive player wanted his former coach to rip his former wide receiver.
I think
it absolutely happened.
This is proof already that it's a whole new world for Tom Brady. His old coach compared to his new coach, his old coach would never do something like this. Publicly just shoot something down completely and speak openly and honestly about, okay, all my cards are on the table. There's not an Antonio Brown card. He's not coming here.
Well, I don't think we're going to sign him.
Yeah.
We don't want him.
Yeah, Belichick would never do that. Is that your Belichick voice?
He's a real jerk. No, this is my Lennox voice on top of the Belichick voice.
I've handled dozens of balls.
Thank you. Interesting choice there.
Jennifer Aniston or Courtney Cox, Chris?
Aniston.
Craig?
Same.
All right, I'm Courtney Cox. I'm watching. We got TBS is on in studio, and I'm looking up here, and I'm thinking, I think Courtney Cox is more my type.
She's so neurotic on that show, though.
She's the Starkey of Friends characters?
Yeah, she's like Starkey or George Costanza. I think in real life, though, I bet you she's a lot more – like, I've heard Jennifer Aniston is kind of diva-ish, even though she's the whole girl-next-door persona, that she's very difficult to get along with in real life.
I also think post-Friends, their careers have gone on kind of down divergent roads. I think Aniston probably won the post-Friends career debate.
What's Courtney Cox's biggest movies? Scream? That was going on in the height of the Friends era.
Yeah, what has she done since?
She was Gale Weathers. Nothing that I can think of. Which Friends person had the best post-Friends career, though?
Aniston, by far.
What else is there? Schwimmer is a complete hurt.
Schwimmer was in the American Crime Story O.J. Simpson series, which was very good.
the juice.
He was, what's
That's
his
right.
name? Yeah,
he was
Kardashian.
Matthew Perry's done nothing.
No. Nope.
Matt LeBlanc. Nothing.
LeBlanc's on a CBS show right now, and he's kind of heavy, and he's got gray hair.
Yeah, he's, I don't know, he's playing like Matt LeBlanc, but older and crappier.
That's actually right. I honestly think every TV series he's been in has been promoted like, hey, remember me from Friends? I'm still acting.
One of them was titled Joey.
All right. We got a good show. What's on tap? It's a Friday. We're having a little bit of fun. What's on tap brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. And they're still open. And Chris tweeted out an incredible picture of the fish sandwich over there today.
Go get yourself a Codfather.
I think I'm actually going to do it.
I think we're headed down there. Well, I'm headed down. I think is going to be the. I'm tough fish nails, my friend.
Also, Headhunter now available in cans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.